aboard another week. Here we go. Monday, 29th of June. Where has this month gone? It has absolutely flown by. Ryan Galpin here for one last time playing host on Daily Dits before Lauren Mitchell returns from, I think, her attempt to break the world record for the most cheese eaten in 30 seconds. You'll have to ask her about it. It's been a big weekend in the Armed Forces calendar with Armed Forces Day celebrations taking place around the globe. Aldershot playing host to the national celebrations, and to digest everything that took place on the day is BFBS HQ's George Ryland. How are you doing, George?
I'm very good, but I didn't know there was an option for cheese eating, so I'm slightly resentful about that. But yeah, I've had a great time. I'm back here on Daily Dits, this time not to talk about The Rock, but to talk about Armed Forces Day, which happened at the weekend in Aldershot, which was incredible. Myself and Joe Carden from Totally Connected, weekdays 10 a.m. UK time, went down there for the day, and it was very, very hot.
How much did he pay you for that regular plug? And I'll have to give you a heads up on the cheese eating competitions in future.
The regular plug, that's more living under threat. And the cheese eating, yes, please. Every notification. Big on cheese, long as it's not blue.
Lovely. So what did you get up to on the day, George?
Oh, my goodness. There was so much going on. All of us that hadn't been there before were just amazed at how much they had there. There was an incredible parade. We had military bands from the Royal Navy, Royal Marines, British Army and RAF. That was incredible. And they did so well. I mean, my goodness, on a hot day in uniform parading. But it was just beautiful to see. We had a chat with the Military Wives Choir, got them to have a little bit of a sing. We had a look at a very special tank that the Royal Navy divers had brought with them. We also had a look at the British Army Apache helicopter. And I managed to get a chat in with a Chinook pilot from the RAF.
Hi there, I'm Flight Lieutenant Jamie Johnson, and I'm here with the RAF Chinook that we've brought in for Armed Forces Day today.
So this is a chance for people to come and have a real look, isn't it? It's quite an unusual opportunity.
Exactly, yeah. So we love to showcase the Chinook. You know, every single person we've spoken to today has come over and said we fly over their house, but they've never been able to get up close to one. So I think it's nice for all these people that see us fly over all the time, wake them up in the middle of the night, to actually come and have a look around the aircraft properly.
And have you got any of your family coming down?
I don't today, actually. No, my wife has decided she sees enough of the Chinook, so she's not coming down.
And tell us about your service and what you've been to and what's the best thing.
Okay, yeah, so I've been on the frontline Chinook Force now for about 5 years, and in that time I've been all over the world. I've been really lucky. So I spent some time in Mali quite a few years ago now. I've been out on Opshader on operations. I've been to Cyprus in recent times, as I'm sure everyone's seen in the news at some point, and then a lot of time in Eastern Europe as well. So we've done a lot of time flying around Europe and obviously the UK as well.
And what made you sign up in the first place?
Well, I always wanted to join the military, and I say that flippant, not too flippantly. So I'm an army brat, so I always wanted to join the army, and then my dad told me that was a silly idea, obviously join the Air Force instead. And I wanted to join the Air Force because I wanted to fly for sure. At first I wanted to fly fast jets, and then through kind of the stories that I heard from various instructors, they pointed me towards rotary, and that's why I now get to fly helicopters instead, which I'm really happy with.
And do you still get a bit of a kick out of it?
Oh yeah, every single time. Yeah, whenever we get to go flying, it is the best day of the week. So yeah, it's incredible. And it's an incredible machine.
So is it everything that you thought it would be when you signed up?
Yeah, definitely. The things that we get to do are exactly the things that I look forward to doing. You know, the low-level flying, the kind of working with different agencies all over the military, and everyone. The fact that whenever we take this anywhere, that everyone wants to know about it, everyone wants to kind of have a look at it and hear about it and hear the stories that we've got. It makes you realise that you should be proud to be there, basically.
And what have you got left that you want to do?
Plenty of things. I mean, we've got the Chinook roll demonstration. I'd love to get involved in that at some point in the future. And then I'd just like to keep moving around, doing different things and going abroad with the Chinook, try and take it to as many places as possible.
And how proud do you feel on days like today when you put on the uniform and you come out and you get to show off everything that you do?
Yeah, I mean, very proud. I mean, it's nice sometimes to be reminded of the fact that people do really love the military. And on days like this, when you have, you know, 20,000 people in the queue just to look at the back of your helicopter, it makes you realise that we have an incredible job. And yeah, we're quite proud to do it.
And why do you think Armed Forces Day is so important?
I think for that reason, the same again, really, the fact that, you know, we have in armed forces all year round, but we're often quite poor at kind of showing ourselves. You know, when you see the army out on the streets, you think that something's probably gone wrong, and it's the same for the Air Force as well. So to be able to kind of get the public involved in doing and seeing what we do, ask questions and kind of confirm a lot of things that maybe they weren't so sure about, I think it's great for them to have that knowledge kind of given to them by people who actually do it every single day.
And if anyone was listening and thinking, actually that sounds pretty cool, I might look into that, what would your message be to them?
I'd say definitely give it a go. Read into it and, apply. Yeah, it might take a little while sometimes, or you might not get the answer you want straight away, but people don't get in first time every time. I took 2 goes to get in, and on the second time I got in because I learned so much from the first time, and now I've got a career. So, yeah, I'd definitely say keep going.
I mean, seeing the Chinooks in the sky in Cyprus is not an unfamiliar thing for us as well. As was mentioned, they've been supporting Cyprus in... helping put out wildfires and things that happen often kind of here in Cyprus. And you can actually see more about that on Forces News. There's a nice little article. But back to the Armed Forces Day, the national celebrations in Aldershot. George, who else did you speak to?
Oh, yes, my new pal. Never mess with me because he's a sniper. The one, the only former commando sniper, Aldo Kane, who is so lovely. He's such a nice guy. He did the climbing wall. Obviously straight up, Bosch, doesn't matter, he's a sniper. And also met his little boy, who's really, really cute. So that was one of the highlights for me, for sure.
Did you go up the climbing wall as well?
Sorry, I was talking about a sniper. What?
Yeah, climbing wall. Come on. What activities did you do? You and Joe were both there. Come on. You got to represent BFBS. There was a competition, right?
And we did that. Did you not see our video with our England prediction?
I don't need England predictions. I need you two scaling walls.
Next time we will scale that
next,
wall.
Okay.
I'm not going to take away from Aldo Kane. That would be very disrespectful.
Surely not. Okay, so loads of stuff. I mean, talking to Aldo Kane, a highlight for anyone, but any other highlights that you had from the day?
Do you know, it's just so nice to get out and about, just chat to people, see all the amazing kit that they've brought to show people. There was the army had like an esports bus, basically. It was a double decker, so all the kids were going on that to try out the games, and it was just so nice to see them showing off what they've got. And also a little bit of very friendly rivalry as to which service it would be best to join.
Always the case. Was there much of a difference? Like, George, I know you've probably been to a few Armed Forces days around the globe, different places. Was there anything different this year that you thought, I haven't seen that before?
Yes, there was a massive ball of fire in the sky. And it made everyone very hot and tired.
You've been to hot places!
Yet still, I am as wise as a vampire, but Joe Carden was just getting redder and redder by the minute. And that was a man that was already very burnt from Lanzarote.
Oh, we know that. We absolutely know that from previous episodes of Daily Dits. So, yes, very familiar with that. Okay, you mentioned football predictions. Come on, we've got to do it. England are in the knockout rounds. We're facing DR Congo, which is everyone's excuse that you've got a doctor's note. Oh, I'm going to see Dr. Congo so you can get out work early if you need to. What's your prediction? England against DR Congo.
Well, with my zero-sum knowledge, I'm going to go 2-1 to England, but I do also just want to say that it's going to be an incredible match for me because I'll be hosting with our sports editor, John Knighton, and I'm so, so excited. We've done it once before. I asked him on Friday if he'd be kind enough to come and do it again, and also that I just need him, and he got back to me yesterday morning saying, let's do it. So it's going to be me and John Knighton for the England game, and I cannot wait.
Oh, that's going to be so excited. Oh, not to be missed. I mean, you can't put a plug like that and not tell us when we can be tuning in for this.
When you have to tune in for this, 4 p.m. UK time, Wednesday. Doesn't matter how long the match goes, we will see you through for the whole thing. And it will be John's last hurrah because he's leaving BFBS at the end of the month. So this is special for so many reasons. And also, obviously, he's our sports editor. He's been doing this for decades. He knows what he's talking about. But having seen him do this once before, watching someone do commentary live is fascinating, especially I'm on the other end of that spectrum with knowledge. And it's just incredible. I can't wait. The man knows his stuff and then some.
You could watch the game with kind of David Beckham and his celebrities, but why would you want to do that when you've got George Ryland and John Knighton commenting on the game yourselves? I cannot wait personally. It's going to be exactly how I want to consume the football on Wednesday. George, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to chat and I'm glad you had such a great time at Armed Forces Day.
Thank you very much. And I will be back on Daily Dits after I've been to HMS Collingwood's Open Day and Field Gun at the weekend.
Oh, exciting. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Well, that is for another episode of Daily Dits. But did you know that there are other podcasts that you can check out here on BFBS? The official BFBS Pro League podcast is called The Lobby. And this week we have an exclusive interview with the winner of the F1 25 competition. Congratulations to them. I'm sure we'll be hearing lots of tips on how you could potentially do a little better next year or get involved next year as well. You can catch that on the BFBS radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. That's it from me, Ryan Galpin, handing things over to Laura Mitchell for tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Monday and I'll catch you soon.